Lucy, this is Dwight. As of right now, I've officially started my job as a tool pusher, you know, head honcho, for the North Star Frontier Drilling Company, and I'm taking you along for the ride. Comm isn't set up yet, but soon as I get the chance, I'll send this to you. Might be a while, but I hope you'll enjoy this anyway, honey. Today is November 1st. I'm in western Alaska at an exploratory drill site. Arrived this morning. We were hired by the Novus Company just about 2 weeks ago. A fella named Mr. Black contacted me. So, what the heck are we doing out here, you say? Well, since you ask so nice, Lucy, our goal is to drop a groundwater monitoring sonde at the bottom of a 5,000-foot borehole, 3 feet in diameter, about the size of a manhole cover. It's a good-sized hole, but this rig can go to 10,000. Should be a routine operation, except for the ice, the winds, and the isolation. I'm telling you, Lucy, we're putting one heck of a deep, dark hole out here in the middle of the big, frozen nothing. Some job I got, eh? It was not a fun ride to get here. Came in on an old Sikorsky heavy transport chopper, big as a house. Some Norwegian company in charge. None of them spoke a lick of English. You know, I may be a Texas boy, but even I can carry on with the Filipinos and Spanish and spout some Russian and German. I can even understand those boys from Alberta, eh? But these Norwegians? It's sad, Lucy. Chopper carried me and 17 others from our base and Dead Horse. Barely. Wind levels were higher than I've ever seen. ISA plus 10, storm gale level. 1 minute, I'm looking out the window at the blue-tinted wasteland below and wondering if the place we're going to really exists. And the next, we're dropping straight down, like on a roller coaster, toward this wind-blasted little flat spot. Now, I'm not trying to brag, but this site really is extremely remote, even for an exploratory drill site. There's nothing, and I mean nothing, out here. Professionally, I know that the remoteness is just another factor that makes the operation more complex and, heck, more profitable. But I'd be lying if I said it doesn't put me on my toes. It's just such an odd sight for a monitoring well like this. But hey, I'm just an old roughneck. I go where the money is, right?